down. And then his pass is stolen by Moore.
Boy, he had it, didn't he?
Yep. Ball goes to Schwanninger. For a moment, I thought they might call him for hanging on the rim, but that wasn't the case. And Schwanninger's going to be called for the charge. Stuart Schwanninger picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Panthers.
Drew Haney doing those little intangible things for the Bombers to help us. He may not be putting the points on the board, but he's doing those little things that's giving us extra possessions.
Here's Inskeep with it. Gives it to Harris. Into the front court to Uchman. Now Inskeep has it. He's trying to avoid the double team. Now gives it to Haney. Over to Harris in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. It won't go. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Uchman. He saves it to Harris. He goes in for the reverse layup. It won't go. The rebound is tipped to Gilbert. Now out to Inskeep.
I mean, Drew Haney once again.
Yeah.
Hands on balls. They didn't come. Neither of those balls came to him. But his active tip was what caused those.
Now the pass is stolen by Hallbaker. He's back the other way. Now here's Haney with a steal.
Golly, that guy's all over the court tonight.
He is. Inskeep with it. Gives it to – tries to throw it to Harris. Ball goes well wide of him and out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover against the Bombers. Evan Allen and Jaden Hooten coming back in for the Panthers as Eli Mann will take a seat. And he'll be joined by Dylan Dunn. 6:57 left to play in the game. 52-35, Bombers up. Hallbaker into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives there to Moore. Moore will dribble up to the top. Over the right side to Hallbaker. Down to Schwanninger in the paint. He puts up the layup. Good. Stuart Schwanninger in double figures with 10. Here is Dewey will check in at the next available time. Ball goes to Inskeep, who will set up the offense. Ball goes to Harris now on the right side. Back to Inskeep. Inskeep's going to dribble into lane. Back to Harris. He's going to put up the three in the right corner. It won't go. And Allen gets the rebound for the Panthers. He'll give it to Hawbaker, who's quickly into the front court. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:06 left in that game. Drew Haney picks up his first personal foul, first team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. So it will be Nathan Hawbaker at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 so far this evening. First shot is up and good. Braden Dewey, Blaine Tate, and Ryder McClain coming back in from out home, replacing McGee Harris, Coben Inskeep, and Drew Haney. Well, you say you talked about the minutes that Haney gave Matt home on that floor.
Yeah, he did awesome that quarter right there. Just good, active hands. He's all over the floor. You know, he's a sophomore stepping into the varsity stage, and he's starting to get his sea legs under him a little bit here. And what a perfect time to do it as conference is starting to kick off.
Hallbaker gets both free throws. He has 7 on the night. 52-39, Bombers up. Less than 6 minutes left in the game as Tate will set up the offense. Ball goes to Gilbert, down to Dewey, just outside the paint, out to Tate. He dribbles into the lane, tries to throw it to Uchman. Ball was stolen by Schwanninger, and back come the Panthers.
Yeah, guards have had the turnover bug these last few times down the floor, and it's letting Siloam right back in this thing.
And Moore goes in for the jumper in the paint. Good, he now has 10.
Almost down to a single point lead.
Yeah, or a single digit.
Yeah, single digit, yeah.
Uchman with it, gives it to Tate. Now he'll give it to Gilbert, who has it up top. He's going to put up the long three-pointer. Good!
That's a great answer right there from Mountain Home.
Rick Gilbert with 8 on the night. 55-41. 5:06 left to play in the game. Hooten with it. He dribbles toward the free throw line. Finds a cutting. I didn't see who that was going in for the layup, but offensive rebound going for Asylum Springs. Now they're going to have a trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think that first one was Hallbaker that went in there and missed a shot, and it looked like Allen was able to come in and scoop up that offensive rebound and draw the foul.
That's Ray Dewey's third personal foul, team foul number 2 here in the fourth quarter against the Bombers. So Evan Allen's first free throw is up and in. That's his first free throw of the night. A.J. Moore checks out of the game. Levi Uchman comes out as Braxton Carson replaces him. See if I can find out who came in for Moore. I believe it was Eli Mann that came in. Second free throw for Allen is missed, and the rebound comes to the Bombers.
Go, Tate!
Here is Tate with it. He's got to get into the front court, and then they finally do.
Ooh, barely.
Barely, yeah. Carson has it now, gives it to McLean, out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try another long three-pointer. This one won't go, and Hawbaker gets the rebound. He throws it to Mann, who's quickly into the front court. Now Houghton mishandles it, but he's able to save it into Allen. He puts up the jumper, no good. And now a foul's going to be called, the rebound, Tim. I believe they're going to get Houghton with that one.
They are. It looks like they're going to get Houghton, kind of displacing Braxton Carson. Great box out there by Braxton.
That's Jaden Hooten's first personal foul, team foul number two, and against the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. 4:26 left in the game. Mount Holmes up 55-42. Inbound pass goes to Tate. Now to McLean. There's the press once again. Ball goes to Gilbert. Now to McLean. Ball goes into the front court to Carson. Now McLean has it. He'll dribble to the right side. Gives up top to Gilbert.
13-point lead. You can't really shorten the game yet with 4 minutes left. Still got to stay in attack mode if you're Mountain Home.
Ball goes out to Gilbert. He tries to throw it to Dewey. Goes right between his legs, and Schwanger gets the steal. He gives it to Houghton, who's back the other way.
It's 15th turnover for the Bombers tonight.
And that's something they'll need to work on before Harrison. Well, Hawbaker is going in for the layup. Good.
Basketball Nathan Hawbaker.
He now has 9 on the night. 55-44, Bombers up. 3:46 left to play in the game. McLean with it. He's going to find Dewey in the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, good job beating the extended pressure from Siloam Springs. Really nice pass from Ryder. Hitting Dewey in stride for the layup.
Dewey with 22 on the night. And back the other way. It looks like a travel's going to be called, I believe, on Allen. So Manton's going to get back on the turnover. A.J. Moore comes back in for the Panthers as he'll replace Jaden Houghton.
Yeah, one thing that the Panthers have helped us with, that's their 13th turnover on the night.
Yep. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. Manton with the ball, leading by 13. Tate with it, gives it to Dewey in the right corner. He gives it back out to Tate on the wing, up top to McLean. Back to Tate in the right corner. He's going to dribble into the lane. Goes up for the reverse layup, a little strong, but the ball is tipped out to Carson. Shot clock didn't reset because the ball didn't hit the rim. 10 left to shoot now. Ball goes down to McLean. To McLean. His three-pointer wouldn't go, and a fight for the rebound, and it's finally controlled by Hawbaker. Here is Allen back the other way. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, but a blocking foul is going to be called, and it's going to be a couple of free throws coming up for Evan Allen with 2:50 left.
Yeah, right call. Good hustle there by Rhett trying to draw the player control foul. You hate to see it because he missed the shot. Mountain Home was going to secure the rebound, but he tried to do the right thing and draw that foul.
That is Rhett Gilbert's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. Evan Allen so far 1 of 2 from the free throw line. First shot here is up and in, so he's now in double figures. And before the second free throw, Siloam Springs is going to call timeout. We'll break with 2:50 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Siloam Springs 57-45 with one free throw pending. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Siloam Springs taking the timeout before Evan Allen has one more free throw to shoot. 2:50 left to play in the game. It is Mount Home right now up 57-45. The timeout situation, Mount Home has all three of their full timeouts left. Siloam Springs has one. Both teams out of 30-second timeouts.
Thanks to our man Deacon down here doing multiple things on the PA. Got us some updates from around the league. Van Buren was able to beat Greenbrier in the boys' contest 47-40. Russellville is putting the turbo clock on Greenwood.
All right.
Evan Allen shooting 2.
So Evan Allen with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1 of 2 on for the second time. And the rebound's controlled by McLean.
As a coach, you kind of hate that. You got a man that just made his first free throw. You call timeout. He comes back out and misses the second one.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they called it there. But I guess it felt like he did what he had to do. So here's Gilbert with it. Gives it to McLean. He's going to throw it to Carson, now to Gilbert, over to Tate on the left side. Down to Gilbert in the corner, down to Dewey on the low block. He kicks it back to Gilbert. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes up top. Carson, they're going to have to hurry up and shoot it. Carson finds Dewey. He puts up the hook shot to beat the buzzer. Good.
Exactly how you draw it up, right? Late in the shot clock.
Yeah.
Hit Dewey one-on-one. Nice little jump hook.
Braden Dewey with 24 on the night. 59-45, Bombers up. Ball goes to Schwanager over on the left side to Mann. Now he gets down on the low block. He goes in for the layup. He gets his shot's blocked, but he gets it back in, puts it back up and in. Evan Allen with 12 on the night. And now, oh, they said McLean stepped over the line before he threw it in. So that's going to be a turnover against the Bombers. And now Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:50 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Solemn Springs 59-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And that's all. I'm taking the timeout with 1:50 left to play in the game as they're up 59-47. Bombers have two timeouts left. Solemn Springs with one.
Yeah, 12-point lead. If you're Mountain Home, you just got to take care of the ball. You can't have enforced turnovers, but you need a stop to start right here. Keep this thing double digits, and, you know, I think you're going to be able to try to seal this game at the free throw line, or should.
And, wow, Hallbaker's inbound pass was well wide of man. It goes out of bounds, and so Mountain Home will get it back. Well, that's if you're Tim Stewart, that is not what you want.
Yeah, Coach Stewart's looking like, what are we doing? That's what I read his lips. He just threw that ball to about two rows behind the bench.
Here's Carson with it. Gives it to Gilbert. Now back to McLean, who gets into the front court. Finds Harris on the right side. Now back to McLean.
One good thing Mount Home's doing, they don't want to get this ball in the corner so they can get trapped. You notice even on the press, they'll stop and get that ball back to the middle of the floor.
McLean's jumper wouldn't go, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. According to the official, Josh Fulcher was trying to get the call the other way. He won't win that argument. And Solemn Springs will get back with 1:25 left. Allen inbounds it to Hawbaker. Hawbaker into the front court. Gives it to Schwanninger. Now back to Hawbaker, to Allen. He has it up top. Over on the left side to Mann, to Hawbaker in the corner. He'll drill out to the wing. Gives up top to Moore. Back to Hawbaker. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound was knocked in by Mann, but saved right into the hands of Obama. 50 seconds left to play in the game. Ball goes over to McLean on the left side. Do they foul or just let the clock run?
I think you're too late in the game to foul right now.
Yeah, probably so. Here is Gilbert. No, they do foul.
Okay. You still got three fouls to give, or two fouls to give.
That's A.J. Moore's fourth personal foul. Third team foul against the Panthers here in the fourth quarter, and they need to reset the shot clock, though. 38.5 seconds left. There we go. Kobaninski comes in for replacing Braxton Carson. So McLean inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert will give it to Inskeep. Now back to Gilbert. Back to Inskeep. Back to Gilbert.
Yeah, we can just hold it. We don't even have to shoot it. Shot clock looks off.
Whoa, what happened there?
I don't know. They reset it somehow.
Ball goes to McLean. Wow, they're going to miss that. And I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot, though.
There are 38 seconds left in the game and 35 on the shot clock. And somehow we got to reset.
Ball goes out to Gilbert. They're just going to let the final 5 seconds run off the clock. Okay. I don't know what happened there. But it is going to be a 12-point victory for Mountain Home. Both men's teams will start off conference play with a win.
Good wins for both the Lady Bombers and the Bombers tonight. Great job protecting home court.
You bet. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Salem Springs 59-47. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs.